Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And welcome to John Heffron, and Chell's back with us. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
John, good morning. I'm the one without food in my mouth because I'm professional.
Yeah, well,
I'm not drunk. I'm professional.
We all eat on the show, too, but I should even ask him about that. You are. You're not drunk. You are professional.
Yes, I'm sober this time.
John and Chell are the week. John's your headliner this weekend. Phony Bone, phonyboneomaha.com for tickets. Sorry we weren't here yesterday. Todd couldn't get back in time, but we got time to sell the shows. Two tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday. True. John was telling the story about.
Yeah, I love that.
I don't want to tell the story. You tell me about your all paranoid about your wife, and you think it's just you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I got
explain the story.
Well, I got security cameras put on the house.
Okay,
right.
For what reason? We're in California.
For a couple reasons. One, we get this thing Amazon Fresh, where Amazon will deliver stuff to your house basically in 2 hours.
Right,
and you can get like groceries.
2 hours. Okay.
Yeah, no. 2 hours. So we decide we come in recluses and never leave the house.
Exactly.
And just order groceries and cat litter and this dumb stuff that you don't want to carry.
Right. I like it.
So the Amazon Fresh people will put the boxes on your front porch.
Right.
And then when you're done with the bags,
right,
they're in like these cooler bags, you put those back out on your front porch and then they pick those up. That's
excellent,
just the thing.
Man. All right.
Well, I installed a driveway chime to let me know when people are coming up to my door. By the way, side note, I'm kind of a borderline way prepper.
Like, oh, you are?
But
you travel all the time, so you're not going to be at the house when something happens anyway.
But my house is...
You're going to be in Omaha when the bomb goes off, so your wife will be safe.
I'm working on that. Though, yeah. My house is borderline Home Alone house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
I have a paint can that'll swing out of nowhere and smash you in the head after you run all over my Legos.
That's my favorite one. The paint can one is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. So I pretty much have that. So people kept running up and taking the Amazon Fresh boxes
or
looking in them. And I could tell because I had this chime.
Right.
No. So it gives me a little bit of, once I hear the motion detector driveway chime, I know I have a couple seconds to get to the thing. So then I was...
Why would they do that? What's the value in those boxes?
Just people... nothing. Well, it depends if you just get it. Just delivered, it's groceries.
It might be full of stuff.
Yeah, it's just but groceries.
Does a random dog wake your ass up in the middle of the night with a chime? Like a dog runs through your front yard. It's trying to go off.
No, it's strategic. It's strategic
for
a person.
Got it.
So then I started fantasizing about I want to create this bait porch where I set this up and see how many different traps I can create.
So you're like a NOM situation. A rope flies you up against some stakes.
Yeah, yeah. I want to see like
there's a dead dude with a stake through his head.
A trap door that just drops you like 6 feet.
Next morning you see a dude down there.
Slowly starts to fill with water. Like I want to see legally what can you do to someone. So I was online. I'm just looking, and you really can't do anything.
No, you can't.
Even at the front door, they have to be inside the house.
Yeah,
right?
Even you can't in.
But some of that's cruel and unusual.
California, well, then you know what? Leave my Nutella wafers alone. You know what I mean?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
You made the vocational error that you can't afford Triscuits, then it's not my fault. So, like, you can't even defend, like,
vocational error.
Like, gun wise, I'm not going to pull a gun on somebody taking bread.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to cause that much trouble.
No, but there are guys who would do it.
But so I'm like, I'm going to get Gorilla Tape, blah, 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 and I'm going to do a whole thing.
Got
it. Can I zip tie them? You know, like, what's the rule? If they're on my porch, like, not in the street, da, da, da. So then I decided to get the security cameras.
Right.
So then I can watch.
And you can watch anywhere
instead
in the country,
of just
right?
Hearing the chime.
Yeah.
So now with the security cameras, of course, I load them up in the front. And last night, the front two cameras are gone,
disappear
or offline.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I automatically assumed, and that's when you know, my wife is hanging out with the Mexican soccer team.
Okay, got it. A whole team, too. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right, yeah. So not just one guy.
A bus pulling up to the house.
So you're thinking, now is there any reason not to trust your wife? Or you just just a dude?
No, like you're just a dude.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very, you know, my house is, I enjoy my house being
But then you said there was you said there was a weird Uber thing, too. So you're thinking, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Then I had an Uber receipt.
Right.
But then I'm like, whoa, she got an Uber. She went somewhere. And then I realized, oh, that was mine from yesterday, whenever I went to the airport. Yeah.
So she's like, you turn the camera off, left with an Uber to go bang a Mexican soccer team.
Yeah, yeah.
Back, turn the cameras back on. Yeah, that was in your head last night.
Yeah, yeah. My wife, yeah, she wasn't scaling out of the second window and then jumping onto the neighbor's roof and then going down their banister to then get into a car. And then, yeah, she's not, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
But if you go home and find a Mexican soccer team with bamboo stakes through their heart.
Oh.
You'll
yeah,
know.
Then I'll, yeah,
it
I'll
worked.
Know.
It
yeah,
worked.
You
I'll,
were right.
Yeah, it'll all come
that
together.
That happened. That'd be crazy.
I was kind of obsessed about the, you know, the I kept calling it the bait porch. Like, that was thinking.
You Googled. Can I booby trap my porch?
Yeah. You want to see what legally you could do?
And nothing.
You literally, yeah, you can't.
Even
you
a paint can at the front door, that'd be fun. Just a paint can come down. Just
I'm a big trap door believer. Like, I don't think people utilize trap doors as much as, like,
if I
owned a 7-Eleven or any type of gas station, you know, the rubber that you stand on when you're paying?
Right.
I would have that so trap doored. That's where all the guys with the guns come.
Also,
when you stand there and you
right
stick
down.
The gun,
yeah.
You hit a button, they drop.
Well, they do drop, but don't you think they're shooting on the way down?
Yeah, but they're going to shoot up.
Maybe they are.
None of those guys marksmanship. Exactly. None of those guys can handle
guns. But that's true. As a kid, you always loved the trapdoor concept. You watch a movie where a guy walk through the woods and fall through some brush.
Yeah.
You're right. The adults don't use enough trapdoors. I'm with you on that.
Or anvils.
Or anvils.
Sure.
You know, legally.
You hit a button as the guy is running out of the convenience store and some razor ribbon drops down.
Yeah, yeah.
And decapitates them.
Yeah, yeah. I want to know what happens if I wrap somebody in barbed wire.
You got a special something going on there, yeah, in your head.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
it seems like you want to really hurt somebody.
Yeah, I have I got a little bit of a thing.
Morning, Carl. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, I know. Efron's a freak,
I want to stay on John's good
side.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't want to show up at his house unannounced. How about it, Jill? You ever been to his house at all?
No, I've not.
Okay. Well,
no,
be careful.
You don't want to go.
He'll look outside, see you. You look rough like we all do. And you're thinking, who's that? I think I know that guy.
You would even
hit
be
the trap door anyway.
To visit if you had announced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you visit on the day groceries are delivered, you're screwed.
Well,
you are getting shot.
But here's what I want. Here would be a perfect scenario for me.
Okay.
I want about, in Los Angeles, I couldn't have this because I couldn't afford the acreage, but I want about 35 acres.
Right.
I want a gravel driveway.
All right.
It's about a half mile long.
Yeah.
Gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to have colored stakes along the driveway so I know how many yards out that vehicle is approaching.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
So I can go up on my sniper.
You picked the wrong profession to want to be home all the time.
And
you know that.
See.
Because you are on the road every freaking week.
Blink your lights properly.
So you'd have a sniper rifle set up somewhere.
Yeah, but I'll have a nest set up. And when I hear the gravel, then it's go time.
Yeah.
Where do you live? What part of LA do you live?
In the valley.
In the valley?
He's not going to say where.
Yeah, no, yeah. Under location in a shipping container that's buried 20 feet under the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somewhere in the valley where Amazon delivers groceries. We can narrow it down to that.
I lived in Hollywood for...
How long did you live there?
Hollywood. Well, I started in West Hollywood in Silver Lake.
Right.
Moved around, but Hollywood, I lived in an apartment complex, and there was a guy that was a crackhead, and he would pace back and forth every night sweating with his shirt off. And it was just...
In your room?
No, right in front of the building. Yeah, my... Yeah,
sounded creepy.
Was, yeah.
What'd you pay for that?
So that was the first month. I would come home to a crackhead pacing back and forth and sitting there watching me. And then my car was parked on the street, and someone had stolen the car and crashed into the parked cars.
Uh-huh.
So my car was being repaired in the shop for a month. I had to ride my bike to my job waiting tables at Hamburger Hamlet on Sunset Boulevard. So I'm riding an hour there and an hour back, and then on the way back after a horrible shift.
An hour long on the bike.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
On a horrible shift, I'm just miserable, and then I see a car driving by me, and it's like bumper to bumper.
Mm-hmm.
And they roll their window down, and I'm like, this is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw a big gulp in my face.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first month.
Man. Yeah, welcome to L.A.,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. That was Heffron's porch right there. The big gulp in the face, what happens. Heffron's porch.
I was getting a coffee the other day, and Benjamin Bratt said hello to me.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And then I went to Home Depot and saw The Rock.
Well, that's cool.
She lived where I live.
The Rock is walking around Home Depot
by himself. I see him.
No, he's his own guard. I get that.
That Benjamin Bratt guy.
Yeah, but Bratt, you can. I mean,
I see him almost every place I go.
Really?
Yeah.
So he lives
weird
in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a great actor. I like Benjamin Bratt, but The Rock stands out.
Yeah.
I mean, how could he go anywhere in public? You would think but in LA, they don't care, right?
Yeah, I've seen him. I've seen The Rock on. This was a while ago. I think he's private jetting it now, but even three years ago.
Yeah, just.
I've seen him on flights, and I've never seen anybody so nice. Like, usually there were like 6 a.m. flights, which are horrid because you got to leave your house wherever you live.
3 in the morning.
Where he's got his hat over his head, mm-hmm. leaning against the wall. Like, that's his move. He's the first one on.
Got it.
First class, leaning there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him twice, two different times. A kid walks by, looks, sees it's The Rock, says something. He lifts his hat up, does The Rock smile. Does the thing,
even
and then puts his hat back down. He's obviously exhausted. He's like, but never once did he, have that on his face.
Oh,
so that's my
cool.
thing of The Rock.
That's cool.
And I've seen him do that a bunch of times.
Well, just recently, a comedian, it might have been, we were talking earlier about Caparulo. We'll get into that later on about his thing happened to him. But there was some comedian here just recently told us they were at a Starbucks in L.A., in Hollywood, and Jack Nicholson's in front of him. And he said, he had sunglasses on, and everybody knows it's Jack in the store because they're all adults. But the kid goes, "What's your name, sir?"
Right,
for the cup,
right on the cup.
And he looks, and Jack Nicholson looks back. Who was the comedian that told the story?
Was it Augie?
It might have been. No, it wasn't Augie.
I think it was Mark Eddy.
Who was it?
I think it was Mark Eddy.
Yeah, it was just a recent story.
Yeah, just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah. So he goes, and he looks around. Everybody goes, "It's Jack," and the guy writes Jack, and that's it. The kid has no idea. It's Jack Nicholson. I love that story. He's writing his name on a Starbucks cup. It's Jack. But, a kid wouldn't know, I guess. That doesn't make any sense. Craig, you want to join the program?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Sort of.
We worked 2 days this week. And he's,
I like it better when you just command him.
I know.
If you give him the option.
I do give him the option. Actually, it's not even the option.
Yeah.
I
shouldn't say. Play who's older?
Yeah, sure.
But when given the option, he always opts out.
He does opt out. He opts out of work. I'm opting out of work. He's the only...
Craig, want to make a contribution?
He's opting out of work.
This.
He just opted out of work.
You don't want this.
You want to tell a joke when you're on stage there, Chill? Nah.
Nah.
Nah, I'm not going to say anything for about 5 minutes.
Nah.
He'll just read a comment card.
Yeah. You still do that bit?
Yes.
All right, good. Of course.
It's in the act.
It's in the act.
He's one of the best comment card readers in the business.
He is.
I noticed that.
Truly.
No question. All right, let's play Who's Older.
Yeah,
you want a guy to make some stage announcements?
Yeah.
Chill.
No, that'd be the MC.
Oh, he can do those too, though.
Yeah, he could.
He is versatile.
But he's your feature this
week. He remembers his roots.
Who's your MC this weekend?
Come Austin Anderson.
Oh, Austin. All right, cool. Very funny dude.
So you remember to say, give it up for Austin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're good at that.
That's my strength. That's my specialty. Let's keep it going for Austin.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah. All right, I want to get. I already save your stuff, Craig. I know you're just still getting ready here, but let's get the video up of Caparulo.
It's on Facebook.
We were off for a couple of days, so we haven't talked about this yet. John Caparulo was here a couple weeks ago, actually in the studio with us, maybe a month ago. I don't know. They all blend together. But he was on stage somewhere. Where was that?
It's at the Comedy Magic Club.
Okay, so it's out there in L.A.
He's in Hermosa Beach. Yeah.
It's a Tuesday night, right?
Yeah, probably.
He makes a small penis joke about Trump. It's kind of just a throwaway line. It
starts off with Washington Monument.
Right. And it's just a throwaway line, and it's about no penis. He's a small penis. And he's moving on to something else, and the girl yells, F you, right?
Yeah.
And then he swears a streak at her, and I can't say anything on the air. And then she goes up and throws a glass at him.
She throws her drink at him.
Yeah, throws his drink at him. And then he rips her more, you know. And it was just brutal. You know, has that happened yet, Carl, with the Trumpers at the Funny Bone?
No, we not really.
Because people
no.
make jokes about everybody.
Yeah, we've had a few boos and oohs.
Yeah,
and oohs
no, yeah, but you'll get
things,
boos and oohs.
No,
yeah, when
nothing
Jelger's
has
on
gotten
stage,
that crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
and John Heffron will tell you he knows all about that club. That club is really not one that puts up with any F bombs.
No, they don't let you. Whoever you are, however famous, they were like, "Hey, you got to not do the F bombs."
Oh, really, on stage,
yeah,
correct.
You're not to swear.
And Caparulo goes off. That's where he drops the F bombs on her. It's not even part of the show then, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I knew that wasn't part of the show. Also, it's a clean club.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the F-bomb rule more for the comedians or the magicians?
Yeah.
Since it is the comedy and magic club.
Yeah. Why is that a clean... I mean, I don't know what just a clean comedy club is.
It's the owner, the people who show up there, just kind of...
It's that kind of club.
...over the year just morphed into that.
So no F-bomb.
And that's F-bomb. How they've trained the audience. Perhaps that's what they expect when they go there.
Isn't that the place that Leno used to show up on Sunday night to go through his week's worth of material?
Yeah.
Still does it to this day.
Yeah, but he's clean, obviously. But, sure. But I would think
and
some
the clientele guys... there is kind of we're rich because we can afford to live on the ocean.
Got
I mean, it's
it.
A great, but you know, my act is clean anyway.
Yeah,
so I don't have
a lot
to
of
do
comedians
any adjustments.
Are not
so
necessarily
great.
Dirty, but they drop the F bomb. So
right, so you just got to just use a little bit smarter language. That's pretty much it.
All right,
but the whole throwing stuff, her throwing stuff, it's always a weird. It's always a weird thing because at the end of the day, if there's a fight at a comedy club, let's say you throw a beer bottle at me, I get mad at you, I toss something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I look at it. Somebody in that room's getting sued.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
And Colleen knows that. Yeah.
Somebody in that room's getting sued.
Yeah.
And they're going to sue the person who they think's the richest.
Yep.
Which would be factually incorrect when they think it's the comic.
But they all think it is because you guys, to them, you're the guy on the stage and everybody thinks comics are rich.
That's my thing. You can never, you got to Dalton it from Roadhouse.
Right. That's right.
You got to be nice till you're not. Not take it outside.
Dalton it from Roadhouse. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Because you throw anybody on top of somebody's table, now you got to pay for that table and none of it's worth it.
Has anybody talked to Caparulo since then? You know, anybody
I haven't.
Talked to him? Okay.
But you know what's funny? That happen.
Will Caparulo get in trouble from that club for yelling
no,
at her?
No, probably, because they released, it was from their camera.
Oh, it was?
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is because I'm so non-confrontational as a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just...
Except they come to your porch.
Yeah, if they come to my porch, it's a whole different thing. But look at all the videos that and all the news things that picked up that video.
Right.
He's all over the place.
Yes, he is.
So I
what pub?
Yeah, I'm gonna and I'm not controversial, so I'm never gonna get footage like that.
No,
I'm gonna have to stage something where like.
And he's not really a controversial.
No, not
comic
at all.
Either.
That's he just
you know that was
no,
just
it was just an inane throwaway
small penis joke about Trump.
Right, he wasn't trying to incite
and
anybody.
He's probably one of the worst comics to handle that kind of anybody coming at him on a stage.
Yeah.
He would be. You know, other guys, Kreischer, bring it on. I mean, even John Heffron would handle it better than
But Caparulo doesn't do a kind of show where a lot of people would confront him. So I could see where he's maybe not real well trained in
that. Well, it was a small penis joke. What do you mean about policies?
Tammy
or...
Pescatelli, has she been in here?
Oh, yeah.
She had somebody toss wine at her.
That's right. She did.
She was in Florida.
She did tell us
picked
that.
Picked up a glass of wine and chucked it at her full. She pressed assault charges.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That I think is the best way to do it because chances are if you're a wine thrower, you know, if you don't know how to use your words, we'll probably get a second or third strike on you. That's why I would do it. I would go legally. I'm going to file charges because that probably throws you off of probation.
Yeah,
you're probably going to not see your kid for a couple weekends or whatever. So that would be the worst thing.
And they would drop the crap against you if you file back.
That would happen. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, Tammy usually calls someone who is connected, and that person is
never heard from again. It's Tammy.
She will never throw a wine again.
No, she'd be on them.
Trap doors. That's why I installed trap doors under all the seats this weekend.
That's
I got
funny bone.
One button in my pocket.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com.
So if you're going to Heffron's
house. John Heffron and show with us.
Call him twice.
Yeah.
Once when you're on your
but
way.
But he's very clean and non-confrontational at all.
And once when you're approaching the door.
And look for the nest.
Yeah.